today on Compassion Radio.
That seems like a very smart way to do it, because then it provides a bit of ownership. It's a way that they're earning their living.
And so it's hard at times to give free services here, because if you give somebody medicine, they're going to go sell it to somebody else to make the money.
Right.
To buy the kilo of sugar for the family. And so to have the ownership, and twice a month my husband goes to the farm. It's about an hour and a half from here, and he takes two of our staff members and they go work for the day with him. Mm-hmm. And so it's their ministry. It's what they are doing to help further the ministry.
Well, hello, and welcome again to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Today, Bram's wife, Sandy, connects with Pamela Chikundu of Entebbe, Uganda. Pamela is head of a ministry called Hope for Restoration Initiative. This ministry, which applies a human rights-based approach, focuses on the promotion, observance, and protection of the rights of children, teenagers, and youth in general. They also focus on the plight of girls and boys who are sexually abused, and those who are at risk of being abused. I'm Frank Montenegro, and thanks for being with us. Here's part two of that conversation.
Can you just share with our listeners just an example of one or two gals that you can think of, or one of the mamas that's there, that this project really transformed?
Yeah, we have one of the mothers that was a single mom of three children. She worked for another white person as his caretaker for his house, making meals, cleaning the compound, washing the laundry for 17 years. And just one night, he just said, "I'm done working with you. You're not welcome here anymore." Mm. So she had three children, one in university, and this guy was taking care of the school fees already. They didn't have any rent. She didn't pay rent for 17 years.
So he was providing everything for them.
He was providing everything for them. And then one night, everything was gone. Her world crashed, and she struggled for about 6 months until then. That's when we birthed Hope for Her, and we realized she was going to be the head of that. Mm. She was already gifted in tailoring, so she already knew how to sew. Mm-hmm. We've given her more skills. They've gone to more schools to learn more skills. Mm-hmm. But her daughter is now married. She finished university, a 4-year degree, mm. and that is really rare here, and especially for a single mother. Yeah. And we came in at a perfect time to finish off the schooling with her. Just her salary paid for the schooling.
Yeah.
And her two other sons, she has a girl and two boys, and they're still in high school. They're still going to high school, but the Lord is definitely blessing them. And so we've given families hope, not only just the local girls, but we've built up our people. And so that's one just example of one night. We never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
And she didn't prepare. She didn't have savings. She 17 years of life was serving for one family, and then it was all of a sudden you're kicked on the streets. You don't even have a house.
Yeah. Well, it was sweet to meet. This is Imelda that we're talking about, and she's the beautiful lady that taught us how to cut the towels and the fabric and to make these pads. And I just want to explain for a second. I want to stop here and explain that these are beautiful works of art. Mm, I mean, yes. They are beautifully designed. And when you see them, you're like, what is that for? And it's just amazing to me, because they really are. They come in a beautiful little bag. And so it's discreet for the young women to have them. It's just like a little purse or a little bag that they can carry.
And we don't want them to be uncomfortable.
Right. Because
they've already been uncomfortable. They've already missed so many days of school. And so we want them to feel feminine and pretty about it. We make them bright colors.
Yes.
Because we want it to be cheerful and not a thing that is condemned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a very sweet ministry. And we met a young gal, too. She didn't speak very much. But can you tell me a little bit about the young gal that came in? She said she was apprenticing a little bit.
We have four girls right now that were kind of interning a little bit. And they have this one particular girl that you met. She lives with her grandmother. Her parents both died when she was young. And so just a connection of a connection that she found us. And she just needed a safe place to be during the day and pretty much a meal for the day. Mm. And so we started teaching her tailoring. And we do craft making. We make jewelry, bags, earrings, necklaces out of paper. And so our mothers are pouring into the youth that are coming for counseling because, like I said, we're a fully operating counseling center. And so there are some girls that are just on the streets. And so they come work with us tentatively, but they just get lunch and they get loved on. They get discipled. We pray with them. Every morning we start our office out with a family devotion, we call it. Mm-hmm. And so we just... whatever clients that we feel like they need more, because we don't have the traditional home yet that we want. We have the land. We bought the land this year, actually the end of last year, and so we were blessed with eight acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful
we
want to
build. Mm-hmm, we want to build our property, our safe home for girls to come 6 months, 9 months, however long they need to find their identity in them. Because being abused by a father or uncle for 19 years, 16 years, they don't know that's all. They're only being used.
Yeah.
And so we have many girls. And so the girl you saw is, she just lives with her grandmother and she doesn't have any friends. She stopped school. And so we're praying about what to do. It's there's always so many needs.
Right.
There's never-ending needs. And so right now she's in our tailoring school and she comes Monday through Friday and just be with us. And when we can disciple her when there's time, we're just sitting at the sewing machine with her, praying with her, talking about life. And so we just are really discipling girls and boys. We realized after we started that our ministry wasn't just for girls and girls and women, that it's for all. And so our counseling center operates as a fully men, women, boys, whatever comes our way, we take care of, because it's just... there's nothing free of service here, and everything that we do, we don't provide one, we don't charge 1 cent.
That's amazing.
And all of our support comes from the States right now. We're trying to be self-sustainable because it's hard to rely on people.
Yeah.
People lose jobs or their credit card expires and they forget to go back on and re-register with us. And so that's why one thing we bought, the 8-acre farm, is to... there's 2 acres of coffee. We have 30,000 pineapples. And so we've been making probably... $5,200 a month right now selling our produce.
Oh, great.
And so, and that's almost one person's salary. And so we're trying to find self-sustaining projects that we can do here that we don't have to knock on the door of people back in the States to take care of us, because it's hard.
Yeah. But don't you find too that seems like a very smart way to do it, because then it provides a bit of ownership for those who are there and who are working, and they're earning, it's a way that they're earning their living.
And so it's hard at times to give free services here, because if you give somebody medicine, then you're going to go sell it to somebody else to make the money.
Right.
To buy the kilo of sugar for the family. And so to have the ownership, and twice a month my husband goes to the farm. It's about an hour and a half from here. And he takes two of our staff members and they go work for the day with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's their ministry. It's what they are doing to help further the ministry.
So, Pamela, how many gals do you have in your internship program?
Currently, right now, we have 6 girls that come, depending on their schedule. Some are in school, but they come on a regular basis. And then we have many girls that just come for a day of counseling, and then they go back. And so, but we have 6 girls that we're fully investing in. At the moment, and it just different seasons, and then we try to find them a small job, so then they can go work. And so, but right now we're working on their hearts. We want to heal their hearts, invest in their hearts, so then they can go do whatever the Lord has. And so, it just depends on the season. Right now, there are 6 that we are that we have regularly in the office, just pouring into and loving on them. And then every day we have 5 to 15 people that come in for counseling or just life questions that we sit and talk with them.
So where are your counselors coming from? Are these Ugandan people that have been trained up in counseling to minister to their own people?
Yeah, and so these, besides me, I'm the only American, a foreigner, and everybody else is all Ugandan. And so a lot of them have come through... my husband works for the Red Cross, so he volunteers for 16 years, and so a couple of our counselors... he's known through them, through Red Cross. So just connections. My husband's been in Entebbe his whole life, and so he knows people. And then And then our church, we our office sits at Calvary Chapel in Tempe. Mm-hmm. And so we have a partnership with them, so our office sits there, because my husband's a youth pastor and an assistant pastor at the church as well.
Okay.
So everything's on the same compound, so it's easy for him. And it wasn't like that until October. 4 months, 5 months ago, we had two different offices, so he would split his time between two campuses, and we just saw it was difficult. And so, yes, we have... all of them have degrees. All of them have finished certificates or... Mm-hmm. Diplomas, and our nurse is a fully certified nurse in Uganda, mm-hmm. and so she's a nurse, and so.
So we saw your medical facility too. That yes. you're hoping to build out a little mm-hmm. bit into a hospital type yes. setting, mm-hmm. and that was it was a lovely place. It
yeah.
was really nice.
And so the church that's the church project, but my husband works for the church, and so he oversees. We go out to the islands twice a month to do free medical outreaches. Mm-hmm. At times we do dental. At times we do even circumcision. Here in Uganda, circumcision is free. And about 2 years ago, there was a big outbreak, and so it was every Friday we'd go out to the islands and circumcise men. Mm-hmm. And so the medical clinic is the church's, but my husband oversees it.
Okay.
He is the manager or whatever you want to call it. He's the director of the island project, and so. So we're working on, we have the building now, and now we're working on getting all the supplies we mm-hmm. need, the medical equipment, the tables, mm-hmm. the beds. It would be, it's a small clinic, and it's here, it's called a grade A facility. There's different grades. I'm not okay. exactly for sure about it, but it's what you can do, what your qualifications at that center, and what
right.
you're certified to do there.
Right, okay. And so... If I want to understand this right, the medical clinic is not part of Hope for Restoration Initiative, or
yes,
it's a partnership.
It's a partnership.
Okay,
it's the church, but we went in on the building with the church,
gotcha.
So we
right.
have a partnership. But my husband, it's just it's complicated
right.
because my husband
right.
is a missionary pastor at the church, but then he oversees it as well. So, but it is the church project that we oversee.
You're listening to Compassion Radio. Coming up next, more with Sandy Floria and her guest, Pamela Chikundu. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Bram Floria, president of Compassion Radio. Everything we do is done with the intent to build you up in the Christian faith and to give you opportunities to help build the kingdom around the world. All through the month of March, we have the great privilege of celebrating our 75th anniversary. It's hard to believe that this unique radio ministry has been on the air for 75 years. Even more amazing, Compassion Radio is the only completely listener-supported radio program on the air this long. We are not funded by a huge church organization or wealthy benefactor. You are our church, our sending agency, and our partners. I know that God has been working through you to make it possible for us to do this work each and every day. Right now, I want to offer you a special opportunity. If this broadcast has ever challenged you in your faith, inspired you to serve, or encouraged you in any way to do better in your walk with God, please let us know right now by supporting this daily radio ministry and the international mission projects of Compassion Radio with your prayers and with your financial support. Please, friends, reach out today to show us that support as we celebrate 75 years of broadcasting a message of hope found in Christ alone. If you're able to invest with a one-time, or better yet, a regular monthly gift, it will go a long, long way to making sure we remain on the air for another 75 years. You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. When you're there, just click the donate button at the top. Again, our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478, and our website is CompassionRadio.com. And new for this year, you can give right through your phone. Just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. A final word about our current Door of Hope project. This month's special matching grant of $4,000 is well underway, so please get a hold of us right away to make sure we meet that goal this month. Thanks so much for your prayerful consideration. We hope to hear from you soon.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
What more can he say than to you he hath said? To you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand.
Celebrating 75 years in Christian broadcasting, this is Compassion Radio.
And tell me what your day looks like. I know you have a little girl,
yes.
So you have to take care of her. She's part of your day as well.
Yes, but she is. So she just started going to school 3 weeks ago, so I get up around 6:30, get her ready for school, take her to school. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays are my day in the office. And so I go sit in the office and work with any cases. A lot of married women want to counsel me because none of our mothers are married right now.
Mm-hmm.
They all have been married, but they're not married currently, or their husbands have passed away. And so I deal with different cases. But this year, my heart is to pour into our staff, is to be the sounding board, because life is hard here.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm in office half day because I pick up my daughter. And then on Wednesdays, I spend the day ironing. We iron all of our clothes here. We hand wash. That's a fun project. And so on Saturday, somebody comes wash our clothes for us. And then one day a week, you iron everything. And so you iron the bed sheets, you iron the towels, the uniforms, everything. And so one day is ironing. It's very dusty here, the roads. And so you mop every day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I make dinner for the family and just take care of my home.
And you're a busy mom.
Yeah. And when we have teams here, life is, and so just different seasons and different busyness. And
mm-hmm.
so, but Tuesdays and Thursdays are my primary days in the office. But if there's a retreat or a conference, I go in whenever I'm needed.
Pamela, I just want to ask you what you might say to the American church that's listening, people in America that are listening to this broadcast. What, you know, we all have these preconceived notions of what we think it's like to be in Africa. Oh, my goodness, deepest, darkest Africa. What is it like? What would you say to them about your experience here in Africa? And I know that there are deep, dark things that
mm-hmm.
happen here.
Yes.
We've talked about that some this weekend. But what would you just want the church to know about living in Africa, about being a kingdom-minded woman in Africa?
You guys, Africa is beautiful. Yes, we have hardships. Yes, we have to iron our clothes. But life is beautiful here. It is beauty from all things. Life is pure. We don't have the distractions. Yes, the internet is coming more up here. Yes, there's more. But life is just a beauty. It's hard to describe. Like, you have to come experience it. Like, my family's never come to Uganda, and a picture does not do it justice. There is so much beauty in the dirt roads. God just speaks to me through the trees and the lushness of here. We're all God's children, and we all have to know whether we're poor or we're rich, we're all God's children.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to find our identity in Christ. And our identity is not in our circumstances. We can't say, my identity is in how much I make a day, or identity, how beautiful my house is. It's not. Our identity is in Christ. And if you have that, then you can see the beauty in Africa. Yes, there are ugly things, ugly, ugly things. But there's ugly things in America.
Mm-hmm.
There's ugly things in Europe. All over the world, there's ugly things. But life is simple. Life is raw. And life is intentional here. If you walk into a classroom and a teacher is teaching, she'll stop her whole conversation, 52 kids in her class, and greet you. How are you today? How is life? How's the children? How's your husband? Life is intentional. And in America, we aren't intentional anymore. I have 40 minutes for you. Give me your spiel, and you walk off in the middle of a sentence.
Don't want to be interrupted.
No. And here, life is intentional.
So, what have I not asked you about your ministry that we need to know?
our heart is to build up. We don't want to be the vessels. We want our staff to be the face of ministry. Especially me being an American, there's a lot of misconception. And we just have to know that it's God's kingdom. It's not our work. It's God's work. And Hope for Restoration, just we love deep and we love hard, and we'll fight for anybody because everybody has a right, and that's what we're the voice for the voiceless.
Pamela, thank you for sharing your story with our listeners and with me. I have so enjoyed getting to know you this weekend. And we will continue to pray for you,
thank you.
And your husband, Robert, and
yes.
your ministry and all the things that you do. It's a beautiful work. I have seen it firsthand, and I was honored to be part of it. I'm taking home some pretty aprons from your gals and hot pads they're just colorful and beautiful, and
yes.
I'm excited to share those with people I love.
Yes, thank you for honoring me and not wanting to know more about our ministry and who we are. So I've loved spending time with you, Sandy, and you're forever in my heart.
Well, thank you. Well, we're going to put your website.
Okay.
You have a website address?
Yep, we have a website, yes.
Okay. We're going to put your website address up on our on our website,
okay.
so that our listeners can go and look at what you do and see the beautiful work that your people do.
Amen.
And pray for you more intentionally and with knowledge about what's happening over here in Uganda. Again, thank you for being here, Pamela.
Yes, thank you for having me. God bless.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. You've been listening to a conversation between Bram's wife, Sandy, and Pamela Chikundu of Hope for Restoration Initiative. If you missed anything today, you can listen again anytime. Just open up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, go ahead and take a moment to find out more about this ministry. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. When you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Second, please share this broadcast with a friend or loved one. This will help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. Compassion Radio is 100% listener-supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. When you're there, just click on the Donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd like to show your support using your smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word Compassion to 53445. That's the word Compassion to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. Thanks again so very much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.
It was Desmond Tutu who said, "Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness." Friends, this is Bram Floria, and I'd like to tell you about a wonderful opportunity for you to help some of the most at-risk people in the world, children and infants, to bring them out of the darkness of destitution and abandonment and into the hope of a bright future and a better life. It's Store of Hope in Johannesburg, South Africa, and it's seen thousands adopted, fostered, or even reclaimed by family members who had originally abandoned them. The good news is that there are already two very successful baby houses in existence, and our Compassion Radio partners like you had a big part in making those happen in the past. But we all know that babies don't stay babies forever, and that's why Door of Hope, in partnership with Compassion Radio, is seeking again this year to continue the construction of Hope Village. This transformational project will feature a large park playground, a school even, a church, a farm, and will eventually be completely self-sustaining. The kind and loving staff at Hope Village will provide each and every child with spiritual training and education, as well as a marketable skill to use when they grow up. Your financial gift will help ensure that each of these little ones has a chance at a bright and successful future. So please, pray and ask God how He would have you help. When you give, you'll be changing the eternal destiny of one child or more, desperately in need of hope right now. And here's the best part. For the first time ever, we have a special challenge grant on this project of $4,000 for this month, which means every dollar you give is going to be doubled if you will give now. Please call us at 1-800-868-2478 during business hours Pacific time or go to CompassionRadio.com to give right away. You can also write us at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's 1-800-868-2478 or go to CompassionRadio.com. And our mailing address again is P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And if you've got a smartphone or a tablet, just text the word KIDS to 53445. That's the word KIDS, K-I-D-S, to 53445. Thank you again for your willingness to be part of what God is doing in the lives of these children and infants in South Africa through the 2019 Compassion Radio Door of Hope Project. God bless you.